I'm Tracy Ellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 7th District Legislative Update. Joining me now is Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator.
Hi, and welcome to Folks Back Home.
So last week, the revenue forecast came out for the next 2 years. It's led to a debate this week about taxes. What's the best direction that you and the caucus feel the state should take with this new news?
Well, first and foremost, there's no need to raise taxes, and I'll tell you why. We have probably over the next 2 to 4 years an extra $4 billion in revenue. Now, I use the term revenue, but that's hard-earned taxpayer dollars coming to the state of Washington to do the business of the state. We believe we can craft a thoughtfully prioritized budget that deals with the mental health crises that we're seeing, some of our housing issues, transportation, education, especially special education funding, and just a litany of other things. But we can do it, put a significant amount of money into our state savings account, and turn around and not raise taxes and make it harder to do business in the state of Washington. It is incredulous to me. So they want to raise $1.5 billion, that's a B, billion, and take $1.5 billion in taxes away from you, away from small businesses, away from earned income in real estate transactions. It's just unbelievable to me. We do not need to do this. We need to thoughtfully prioritize so future budgets do not get us into a position where we have to cut things back.
Also, you sponsored a new bill. It relates to access to pharmacies and prescription drug costs.
This bill has, boy, have I stirred up a hornet's nest with this bill, but it's necessary, and I'll tell you why. Right now, we have a term called pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs. That's a really wonky term, but essentially, it means that this is the middleman that deals with the drug companies, deals with the insurers, deals with your pharmacies on how the patient ultimately ends up getting their prescriptions and what it costs. There is no regulation of this entity whatsoever. And right now, they are putting our independent and smaller pharmacies at risk of closure. Our pharmacies are important in making sure that patients are taking their drugs correctly, that there's no interaction. And it's just something that's very necessary in our communities. They have had tremendous impact, unnecessary fees, not because the pharmacy is doing anything wrong, just because they can charge the fee. What we're finding is sometimes upwards of tens of thousands of dollars, even over $100,000 on a rural community pharmacy. It is ridiculous, but I have absolutely poked the bear with this bill. I don't know if it's going to get voted out. I'm working it hard. I'm working it hard through the budgetary process, but what they are doing is absolutely wrong, and it's got to stop.
Senator Short, thank you so much. And with your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Shelley Short.